Filmwiss Podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
More conscious, and it turned out that we were both shooting and he posted. He hit the post and mine was saved by the goalkeeper, and I have no bad feelings really with the penalty, because I did what I wanted to do, and it was I think a great shot with the from the goalkeeper. If I did something else, or if I changed my mind, or if I hit the post, or something differently, then maybe I would feel a little bit worse. But, and also, like, it takes courage to shoot a penalty at the Olympic bronze medal game, and I'm proud that I took it. So yeah, basically that's it. The fact that we missed three penalties, I believe it was. It wasn't the lack of quality of our shooters. Maybe it was something mental, because if you look at the semifinals, we also missed like 2-3 penalties. I don't remember exactly. So out of the last 7-8 penalties at the Olympics, we missed 80% of them, which speaks for itself. So, but yes, that's it.
Yeah. So, but what I'm really happy to hear, let's say it that way, that you are saying, okay, it's not really a pressure, or I take it not as a pressure, because it's really an opportunity for me, and coming in terms of trust from the team, or from the coaching staff, saying, okay, we are comfortable with the situation, or the idea that you are scoring the goal. And that's also something I would imagine, that after this kind of situation right now, yet you are easier able to talk about these kind of situations, when you are really saying, okay, it's an opportunity for me. I'm happy with the plan. I had a plan and I fulfilled the plan. But the goalkeeper was better maybe in this situation, and it's not really a missed penalty or
overall, so good. It is like I missed the penalty. I don't want to make it sound better. I missed the penalty. I missed the super important penalty, but that's it. I can do nothing with it. And
absolutely. So
I think it was a proper execution. So
And it's good to have a plan. So as you said, when you switch the plan or say, okay, I choose something different, so then it goes anyway the wrong way in many cases. But let's go maybe then away from this not so good memories, going back to the World Championships. So maybe this is something better to remember.
I mean, depends on which one. I have been first place, and I have been seventh place. So,
we don't talk about the seventh place. So that's whatever. So we're talking about the first one. Maybe that's a better impression then. Is it really a big difference between World Cup and Paris? So you already mentioned that Paris or Olympic Games are very special. What about the World Championships? So when you're playing also the final or the whole tournament as a national team like Hungary, so was it really big differences between Olympic Games and World Championships?
Yeah, obviously there is a huge difference in terms of like the atmosphere and the circumstances and everything. Like, you cannot compare any event to the Olympic Games, and the energy, it's hard to explain what goes on for those 2.5 weeks, and I'm really fortunate to experience it at this age already. Well, the World Championship was in Fukuoka 2023. It was different because, like, water polo is mostly played in Europe. Obviously, there are water polo nations, or there are nations that plays water polo all around the world, but it's the most famous the most popular in Europe, not in Asia, neither in let's say Australia, America. So we were a bit far from the centrum of water polo, and for that reason it was a little bit different. Also, I think that we had less fans in Fukuoka, but the organization was really nice and obvious, and like for obvious reasons it remains a really special memory. It was my first senior competitions, and I didn't play the whole tournament because 13 players played and 15 players could go. So I only played two games, one in the group stage and one in the semi-final. But in the semi-final against Spain, I think I played 5-6 minutes, but I scored a goal, and in the end we won by one goal. So that
it's your personal part,
that kind of validates it for me, which is nice. But it was a good experience.
And let's say when you say, okay, there are tournaments organized and will be played, world championships, final fours of the Champions League, for example. What do you think about the hosting destinations at the moment? So that you already mentioned Asia and Fukuoka back in 2023. At the moment, there are also some tournaments organized in Asia. That's exactly what my view on this is. Also, on the other or one hand side, you are far away from the normal water polo bubble or market or viewers, fans, whatever. And on the other side, I also understand the intention to say, okay, I would like to bring this sports also to other areas.
Yeah, of course.
But that's really then
It makes a lot
hard
sense,
to find the balance between these both aspects. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, but like I didn't say it as a, like, I think every athlete who were there enjoyed Fukuoka because it was a good organization. So it's not about that, and I didn't mean it in a like a negative way. It's just the fact that if we are going to bring it somewhere further, like if the Olympics were in 2016 in Rio, I'm 100% sure there must have been a good atmosphere there, but I'm 100% sure that it wasn't like Paris, because Paris is, I don't know, in Europe, like all the countries that water polo are famous in are close, so fans were able to travel there and follow their countries and root for them. So that's one thing, and obviously the other thing is let's help other nations also. For example, now like the women final is in Chengdu, which is a good thing because we can bring it to Asia. And I know from my sister, because she works for World Aquatics and now she's there, that it's really good. Like they organize it super well. And she said that much better than, for example, now it was in Podgorica. And in the summer we are going to World Champs to Singapore. It's a two-sided question.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I wouldn't say it's a problem. Like competitions should be held in Europe, and they should be held also outside of Europe.
So when you have the balance between maybe other countries and the European countries, so that you play several tournaments around Europe, and then from time to time you come back to Europe, to some Europe countries or European countries, that you do not really lose the connection to the core community.
Yeah, exactly. Water polo,
let's say that way. Yeah. The 2023 was not only with the senior team, from your perspective, I guess, really let's say, successful at the end with the first place. But you also played the under 20 competition, right?
Yes, that's right. And we not just played, we won it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was the point I want to make at the end. Yeah. So you played both tournaments and both competitions. So it was a very successful year then for you, at least personally, right? So your biggest year, maybe.
Yeah, it was amazing. I don't know if it's my biggest year or not, but we won the junior world champs and the senior world champs in 1 month. Really, it was the whole summer was euphoric. Like, it's really nice to watch back at those times. But yeah, it was super good.
Yeah. So it's nice to look back, but now it's time to live in the present and look into the future. Yeah. Maybe then.
Nice. That's why I'm careful with forming these sentences about like being nostalgic, because I don't really like to do that. Yeah, it was super nice, but it's also really nice now. I'm enjoying Barceloneta. I'm going to enjoy the next week with Barceloneta when we travel to Oradea. I'm going to enjoy this summer. So I would, I love to stay present and also like look forward to things.
Yeah, but at the end, it's also, but I fully agree with that. Yeah, so it's a nice behavior to do it that way. Yeah, so to say, okay, I have these kind of achievements, but right now I'm here and play water polo as well. Yeah, so I didn't stop. Yeah. And when you mentioned the next round of the Champions League, yeah, so after that, then we have the final tournament of the Champions League. What are your let's say outlook, feelings, ideas of the next round, and then maybe also the potentially final tournament of the Champions League this year.
Yeah, so the next round we play against Oradea in Oradea. So we are a better team than them. We are a better team than them, which we did show in the previous round where we beat them 17-4, I guess. But it doesn't mean that they don't have quality. For example, in the half of the game, it was 5-3 for us, which shows that they can play good and there is a reason they get the top 8 teams in the Champions League. So we prepare for them. We already prepared for them and we will give our 100% to get this win, because with this win, if also Ferencváros wins, we are in the top 4, and that was our like one of the goals for the season, because last year they didn't go to Malta, Barceloneta. So with this we can take a big step, and then obviously we have one more game in the Champions League against Savona. We are going to play at home, but it's not that relevant in terms of the end result. But after that, we can, if we get to Malta, it's 3 days, like 3 days. And the fact that who is in the better shape at those, in those 3 days, who is in a better physical and mental shape, and who can play more, more as a team, and can, who can play the best in those like big moments will decide.
And so which means not necessarily only the water polo technique stuff and so on. So as we mentioned, who's maybe at this tournament in this weekend the better team.
Which is
better to play as a team or act as a team, as one team. The Champions League, then it's really, as you already said, then instead of last year, maybe then the biggest, for at least also for Barceloneta, then the next big step to reach these kind of Final Four tournament then and have the chance to win the Champions League again, which was, I think, or based on the things I read in the press or on the internet last year, was really disappointing that they are not reaching then the final tournament. When you think about, or not really again coming back about the past necessarily, when you think about the under 20 tournament and all these young kids running around playing water polo, looking up to someone, want to play also in the national team at some point in time. What was your, or what is your advice for these young kids? So we already mentioned yet that you are not really old at the moment. So maybe this is a little bit strange to ask you as such a young guy for some kind of advice for young kids. But maybe it's not so far away from you, yeah, or for you.
Yeah, and also
long ago. So your advice.
Yeah, and also like advice coming from a guy like me who is young. I already got to the national team to the high level, could be more relatable for them. As someone older, but I would say the first thing is enjoy what you do, enjoy water polo, because without that it doesn't really make sense to chase goals without purpose or without enjoyment. And it was always the number one thing for me. That's why I play water polo. And the second thing, that's the first big thing, and the second thing is your attitude. Your attitude towards sport, your attitude toward water polo. Like, have respect for yourself and have respect for your game, which means like do the best you can, work the hardest you can, and be confident in yourself. Because if you put that much effort and time and love into the sport, then have confidence in yourself, because at the end of the day, if you don't trust yourself and if you don't believe in yourself, like why would you expect others to do so? So for me, these were the two main things that helped me to get here, and hopefully these two things will get me to the next step, or to become really the best version of myself in terms of water polo and also in life.
And additionally to these two aspects for you personally, so when we are talking about the organization in Hungary, for example, who is really then responsible for growing or to develop young kids, or assist them and help them in their personal development, are there any important things from your perspective for an organization like the Hungarian Water Polo Swimming Association that's really then a must-have, or where you say, okay, these are really things that has to be there, which helps you in your career from a perspective of the organization?
Yeah, so I haven't really thought about it this way. I think if I give like an individual a suggestion or individual perspective, which I did already, is more relevant. But from an organization perspective or from systems, yeah, I think it works really well. In the last couple of years in Hungary, we have I would say a pretty good system in place, and I don't have any new additions. Maybe just one thing that was really helpful and good for me is that I was talented as a young kid, but I was also really like a super hard worker, and I always got the opportunities to play with the other guys, with the other teams. Like, I was brought to the senior team when I was 16, and I was always playing throughout my whole journey, like with 2, 3, even with 4 years older like teams, not just in the club, but also in the national team. So, but it's not for everyone. But I think certain players could benefit a lot from this type of type of treatment. But I do understand that, for example, other players have a different like learning curve, and they develop and improve in a different rhythm or time perspective. So, but yeah, I'm not a coach, and more qualified people to train young kids and to know what the best for them to be. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, so I ask this question because maybe then when countries like Hungary, Spain, Italy, for example, are really successful also in the men's senior area of water polo and also in the under 20, under 80, under 60 area or teams. And maybe then when we see some kind of differences between these countries and Germany, for example, then it would be interesting to see, okay, what are the differences and where we can see, okay, we have to adopt maybe in Germany this piece or whatever. This is the basic idea these kind of questions. So maybe then we have also the opportunity to make something better than in the future. So I think... at least for the moment, we got received so many great insights from your perspective and about your views and ideas of water polo, about the history, your personal career. I hope we can have maybe then somewhere in the future a next session. So I'm pretty sure that people are having several other questions coming up after the going live of this episode. At least... thanks for your time, and I hope it was also a little bit kind of fun for you on the Sunday. So thanks for your time, and I wish you all the best then for the next games with the Barceloneta guys, and for sure also with the Vision National team. But at the moment, I think most importantly, it's really then the next couple of weeks with Barceloneta, and all the best for the next games then.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure. And secondly, but not less importantly, thank you for doing this, because unfortunately there are not many people doing the thing that you are doing, something for water polo. And me as a water polo player and just a water polo lover, I'm always like thankful for the effort someone puts in to make it a bit more famous, make it a bit more achievable, any terms for that.
that's a basic idea, and thank you for the warm words. I hope then now you have the chance to listen to all the other 112 episodes so far, and then we met again. We have enough stuff to talk about. Good. So have a good day, and as already said, thanks again for your time, and talk to you again soon.
Thank you.